In keeping with the theme of education, today's Voter Voices segment touches on the challenges facing young people today.
Hello, my name is Kenny Rogers. I live in Traverse City. I'm 33 and am a veterinarian. I am concerned that politicians just don't seem to be all that interested in the effects of the student debt crisis. We're about almost $2 trillion, and that affects primarily young Americans like myself. I do fear that it could easily be the next bubble that the subprime mortgages were back in 2008. Unfortunately, about a quarter of loan holders are facing either default or delinquency status. My fear is that these are just going to continue to reduce young Americans' ability to access capital, for them to be able to buy homes and cars, to start a business or have a family, and to invest or save for their future. My fear about the political climate is that it does seem to be just overtly partisan. The concept of a good idea just doesn't exist anymore. That two people just can't agree for the sake of a good idea. It has to be polarized.
My name is Hazel Gomez. I live in Detroit, Michigan, and I am the lead community organizer with Dream of Detroit. As a mother of two young children, the quality of the Detroit public school system has really left me speechless. Unfortunately, my children are not able to attend DPS schools because of the quality of education, because of the high turnover rate of teachers, even the conditions of the school. That means crumbling walls, that means holes in the floor, that means not being able to flush the toilet, not even be able to drink water because of the lead. So how are they supposed to function in a crumbling education system? And so if we really want to build this city and do better for all of us, people who've been here for generations, then we really need to invest in our children because they deserve it. If not, we're just failing them. With everything going on from the Muslim ban to overall the xenophobic policies, things that are happening at the border right now, passports being taken away from American citizens who are of Latino, Hispanic descent, ICE coming into houses and taking away their passports. How terrifying is it to be an American citizen and to know that a federal agency can come into my home, remove my passport, and say, I am not an American citizen? So it's really terrifying to think that.
Special thanks to Kayla Fond and Razi Jaffrey for recording these interviews.